Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, keep on tweeting them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank each and every one of my listeners, whether you're listening by web or whether you're listening and whether you're called in to listen. The line holds up to 50 people, so I encourage you to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. We have a caller that's been on for a while, so I'm going to go ahead on and take this call, because this caller has been on at the beginning of the show. So I'm going to go ahead, caller 251, you are live and on the air.
Yes,
I'm good. How are you, ma'am?
How you doing? Good. Yes, I was calling for prayer. I'm out of work at this time due to a car accident, and my power bill is $400, and I'm just believing that God is going to work it out for me, kind of low in my faith right now, but just praying that God give me favor to keep it on.
Amen. Where are you calling from, ma'am?
Alabama.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we decree and we declare, Lord, right now, Lord, that you send your angel of deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you know, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, that we need is in you. So, Father, we petition you on today, Lord God, to pay her power bill, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you are a miracle working God, and Lord, we know, Lord God, that you are the center of our joy, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in these things, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's going to send somebody to give you just what you need. It's at the door. Glory to God. It's already at the door. He's going to send someone to pay your power bill. Amen. Glory to God. And we also send healing to you in an instant, because we know God to be a miracle-working God. And God can move a mountain. Glory to God. He can give us everything we need, because all things is in him. He made everything, so he knows, glory to God, what we need when we need it. All we got to do is ask and believe. You keep your faith up, sister, and believe that God's going to pay this bill. He's going to even give you more than you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay. God's going to take care of everything that you need. Glory to God. I want you to come back to the show and let us know how God moved for you, because we believe in. Glory to God. Amen. And thank you for calling.
Thank you. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everyone know that God is a miracle worker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, when we need God, all we got to do, hallelujah, we got to put our faith to work. We're going to believe God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone else desires prayer at this time, if you will press the one, I will bring you in for a prayer. Glory to God. If not, we're going to move on down the road. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead, oh, hallelujah, and I'm going to open us up in prayer. I'm going to give the announcements at the end. I feel the need to go ahead on, amen, right now, and let's preach the word. So we're going to go ahead on and open us up in prayer, and we're going to go on and get into our word. I'm going to be coming from Philippians chapter 4 on today. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God. We know, Lord God, that you are a miracle worker. We know, Lord God, that nothing falls short of your glory, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that all things are in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you made everything, so, Lord, all we got to do is ask and believe and walk by faith and not by sight. Lean not to our own understanding, but we seek you everywhere in prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you give us, Lord God, oh my God, the faith to walk by, oh God. Father, you give us the need to pray, Lord. You give us, Lord God, everything we need when we petition you for it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we bind all hindering spirits, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, that all that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God. Father God, we thank you for moving on the north, the south, the east, and the west. in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, moving everything that's trying to distract him out of the way right now in the name of Jesus, as the word come forth and fall on good ground, Lord. Let those that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because God, you're moving, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we don't want to miss the move of God. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for this day that you have made, Lord. We rejoice and be glad that we're in it, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you to be a provider. We know you to be our El Shaddai. You will give us everything that we need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said whatever we ask in your Son Jesus' name, it shall be given. You didn't say that it might be given. You said it shall be given in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a righteous God. We serve a faithful God. Hallelujah. When you remain faithful to God, he will remain faithful to you. Glory to God. You know what that being, remaining faithful to him. Amen. When he said give, then you give. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he tell you to go and give somebody a word, then you go give them that word. When he tell you to go and help somebody, oh, hallelujah, then you go and help them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you got to always be willing to give. Hallelujah. It's more fun to give, hallelujah, than it is to receive. Yes, it should be, but you know, we got it twisted. Hallelujah. You know, some always want what they want. Hallelujah. They want to get more for themselves and not giving to the Lord thy God. Glory to God. Then he say, hey, glory to God. He'll give you back some 30, some 60, some 100-fold return. What return do you want from him? Glory to God. Amen. If you want little, then you keep giving little. If you want much, then you keep giving much. Glory to God. But to much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. When you go and you search that word and you see what he's saying about how you should give and who you should give to and what you should give, glory to God, and you know it and you know that you know it, glory to God, then you're going to be held accountable for that word. Now, if you don't know it, then amen, glory to God, you can't be held accountable for it. But if you know it, hallelujah, and you stand on it, hallelujah, then you're going to have to do what it says do. Hallelujah. If you don't make the $200, hallelujah, glory to God, then guess what? You know what percentage of that belong to God. Amen. Get your calculator, calculate it out. Glory to God. You know that belong to God. It don't matter. Well, Lord, you know I ain't got enough. You know what? God can send somebody by to give you everything you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to learn how to remain faithful to the Lord. You know, so many times we turn and go the other way. When you get money, you turn and go the other way. You got to learn how to be content in his word. You got to learn how to stand on his word. You got to put your foot on it. Glory to God. And don't be moved by circumstances. You got to learn how to put your foot on it and say, Lord, if you said it, then I'm going to believe it so I can receive it, because I know you said it. And I'm not going to walk away from my dreams. I'm not going to walk away from my prosperity. I'm not going to walk away from my house. I'm not going to walk away. I got to learn how to be content where I am, glory to God. But I got to learn how to stand on the word of God while I'm being content. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's not my sermon, but we're going to move on down the road. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to be starting at chapter 4 of Philippians. And I'll give the announcements, glory to God, and at the end, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. But stay steadfast and unmovable and focus in his word, hallelujah. Don't move off his word, hallelujah. If he said it, then he's going to surely bring it to pass. I know you say you got to look, amen, some things may not happen right then, amen, but there's certain things that he know that we need, that we have to have, you know, right then, and he'll do those things, hallelujah. But some of that stuff can wait. Hallelujah, glory to God. But he will sustain you in your waiting period, glory to God, hallelujah. He'll give you everything that you need while you are waiting on that, amen, your ship to come in. I mean, not sail, you want it to come in, hallelujah. You know what I'm saying, Psalm said, yeah, my ship to sail. Oh, it's going out the harbor. You want it to come in, glory to God, and park, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, right at your doorstep, hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's move on with the word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to be talking about contentment on today. Hallelujah. Are you content where you are? Let's read the word of God, and we're going to read it. I like to go through the chapter and get down to it. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead and start at chapter 4, verse 1, Philippians. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. We got to learn how to stand fast in the Lord. You know, sometimes we move, wishy-washy, up, down, in, out, everywhere, but standing fast in the Lord. You know, we can stand fast in everybody else. You know, you're standing fast in the mailman, okay? The mailman bring my check every week, hallelujah. Glory to God, and that's good. You're waiting on it, hallelujah. You know, I'm waiting on my paycheck, hallelujah. Yes, glory to God, all that. But can you stand fast in the Lord? When you're standing fast in the Lord, you have to continue to read his word. You have to continue to meditate. You have to continue to pray, no matter what comes up. Sometimes you may have a shout match, glory to God, and I'm not going to believe what you said. I'm standing fast on God's word, and I'm going to stand until he bring it on home. Then I'm going to stand fast on something else that I want, glory to God. But you got to learn how to stand fast, glory to God, not move, but stand fast. You got to stay fast enough, glory to God, on that word, hallelujah. Don't move. Because, you know, the enemy will come and try to trick you and make you move off that word. And for heaven's sake, don't tell everybody what you're standing fast on, glory to God. But you know you can. There's some that you can trust, some that you can tell to help you to stand fast, glory to God. Then you go tell them. Glory to God. But you know, everybody don't be with you now. Hallelujah. They'll be with you. Everybody don't be with you. They be with you. Hallelujah. But let God give you something that they want. Hallelujah. You'll see them start looking funny, acting funny. Glory to God. And they'll give you some of the smirkiest grin. My God, my God. But you've got to learn how to stand fast on his word. Hallelujah. I beseech ye, Euodias, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with others, my fellow bearers, whose names are in the book of life. Now, here's what he's telling all those that followed him. You know, there are some people that really don't follow God. But see, they were following him. Amen. He's talking about Paul here. You know, he was saying, help those women. You know, there were women, amen, glory to God, that carried the first message. And there are women, amen, who do some great and mighty things. You know, and it ain't all men, you know, glory to God, hallelujah. And nowadays, you know, still women are being persecuted because, amen, they call themselves, amen, apostles and prophets and different things. But that's just, you know, if you can preach the word and carry the word and carry the message, then, you know, that's okay. That's okay. That's what you do. You do what you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So why sometimes, you know, even saying, you know, that people don't say, well, women can't do this and women can't do that. There are maybe certain things that women can't do, but there are things that God ordained women to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, hey, help them. Don't just cast them to the side. Help those women in the church, glory to God. Help those women to be who God called them to be. Help those women, because he was saying how they help him. So he told them, help them. Glory to God. Let's move on down. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Can you rejoice in the Lord when you're going through, or can you stay, amen, glory to God, can you stay content? Or can you rejoice in the Lord? Or do you move? Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, sometimes we get so turned upside down and we forget about all the things that he has already done. You know, you got to rejoice in the things that he's already done. If you need, there's something you need doing, you need healing, you need whatever, glory to God. Just continue, amen, continue to rejoice in, and rejoice in him always. And again, I say rejoice. Glory to God, because he's still good regardless if he ain't did that thing that you wanted him to do, if he ain't moved that mountain, or if he ain't dried up that ocean of tears, amen, glory to God, if he ain't brought you out of that debt that you was in, yet you're still rejoicing. But don't you know when you rejoice the Lord thy God, you will make some mountains move, good God Almighty, when you strike up a praise, hallelujah, unto the Lord. He hears your every cry. When you're rejoicing again, I say, rejoice in the Lord always. And don't you know, hallelujah, it'll rain down on you. He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour down on you, glory to God. When you begin to rejoice and call upon the name of the Lord, God Almighty, he'll save you and bring you out. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's a righteous God. That's the God that we serve, rejoicing in these days, hallelujah, in these last and evil days. Instead of crying, hallelujah, you got to learn how to rejoice. He said, rejoice, even though, hallelujah, when we lose a loved one, we got it all backwards, because we cry, hallelujah, and we shed many tears. Some go, hallelujah, to church, to the casket, and they just fall out, good God Almighty. But if you rejoice while that loved one is here, you help them and let them know, hallelujah, who's in control, hallelujah. So whenever the time is up and they're done, hallelujah, glory to God, you know where they're going to spend eternity at. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. Let your moderation be made known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Whatever you're in need of, you still got to let him know what you need. Let him know, hallelujah. Lord, I'm believing in you. Lord, I'm going to find my contentment in you, Lord. Although I haven't got what I asked for, but I'm going to keep believing you because I'm content in you, Lord God. I'm not moving because you said every need you shall supply. You said you're a God that shall supply all my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So I'm not going move. I'm going to be content right here where I am, hallelujah. Although I may not have the steak, oh glory to God, I might have to make the bologna sandwich until you give me the steak, glory to God. I'm going to be content right here where I am, God. I'm going to make myself known. I'm going to petition you, Lord, for that I need. So I'm going to hold on to your unchanging hand, because I know you're going to bring me out. You're a God that will take me over. Huh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So I know everything belongs to you. I'm not going to back down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. Ain't it good? Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Don't you know God will give you peace? That's when you're content in the Lord. And he'll give you the peace of God shall rest upon you. Don't you know people will see you going through? They say, well, what in the world is going on? Glory to God. I remember a time, hallelujah, when things were coming. They were coming from the north. They were coming from the south. They were coming from the east. They were coming from the west. And somebody told me, said, I always see you laughing. What's wrong with you? You going through hell and high water. But guess what I told them? Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. Good God Almighty. I was rejoicing, hallelujah, always in the Lord. Because I know he said he'll give me peace in every situation. So why am I going to fall out? Why am I going fall over, huh? Glory to God, hallelujah, huh? Because my contentment is in him, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's move on down, glory to God. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You see right here, he's telling you what you need to think on, glory to God. Think on the just things, glory to God. God is a just God, glory to God. He's going to do you just right, glory to God. You know, people won't do you just right, but God's going to do you just right. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's a God that's going to treat you just right, glory to God. So you ain't got to worry, hallelujah. Take on these things. He said, take on these things. Whatever things are pure. What is pure? The word of God is pure. God is a holy, holy, holy God. He is a righteous God. So those are the things that we should think on. Glory to God. Okay, Lord, I know you're a miracle worker. Lord, I know you will bring me out of this. I know, God, your word says. But now listen, if you ain't worried up, wrapped up, prayed up, and tied up, then you ain't going to know all this. Glory to God. But that's when you have to seek the Lord, now God, and knowing in his word for all this stuff, hallelujah, will be passed away, and it won't go ahead and entangle your mind. Don't be entangled with a yoke of bondage in your mind. You know, you can't even get a prayer through. Lord, I can't say nothing. I don't know nothing. All the words that I know, I can't even get them out, hallelujah. When he said, take every thought into captivity. So whenever those thoughts come in, those unclean and unpure thoughts, then you cast them out and replace them with the word of God. So you can go down the road with Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. Because if he can get you sidetracked, if Satan can get you sidetracked from the word of God, he got you then. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. Hallelujah. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. You know, you've been taught the word of God. You've been sitting up in churches how long? You go in, some of you come out the same way. You know, when you go in a church, the church is a healing place. Hallelujah. Where the word is being taught. Where you can grab hold. Amen. What you can grab hold to the word and you hang on to it. You don't lose it when you get out the door. You don't just get out there and say, well, you know what? That was a good sermon. Well, what was it? Do you remember any of it? Glory to God. Do you remember what stuck out to you? What helped you? Always take it, amen. Take your pad, your pen, write it down so you can remember and go back and read it. Don't just write it down. I'm a note taker. I've said this several times, I know, but it's okay. You know, somebody didn't get it, so we're going to run it back through again. Glory to God. You know, come on now. Glory to God. Sometimes when you're washing your car, you say, hold up, that ain't clean enough. So you go and wash it over again. So I'm going to run it back through you again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You go back and you read it. That's when you do your meditation time. Hold up. I heard the pastor saying this. I heard the apostle saying this. I heard the elders saying this. And I heard somebody gave me this word right here. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to look it up. And I'm going to hold on because I'm going to need this word right here. Don't just write it down just to say you wrote it down. Go back and read it and see what God is saying unto you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because there's much more in that word that he wants to get to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the least your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. That's what I was trying to get to. Whatsoever state. He said he said he was in lack. Glory to God. He didn't say that. He was just telling them that, okay, this is what you need to do. But whatsoever state you find yourself in, you've got to learn how to be content where you are. That don't mean you got to stay there. Glory to God. And what I'm saying is you got to have, that it draws you into a deeper relationship with God daily. Glory to God. You got to be able to read the Bible daily. You got to meditate daily. You got to pray daily. You got to go to Bible study daily. Glory to God. Whenever they have it, you got to be there. Hallelujah. If you can't do it on your own, then there are other ways that, you know, you can be helped. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You got to know that you know that you know that you're content where you are. You can't be thrown by every wind and doctrine coming along, tossing you to and fro. Well, I'm going to listen to this one. Hallelujah. This one over here said that. Well, do you know your Bible for yourself? Don't get tied up in people, but get tied up in God. Let the Holy Ghost work on the inside of you. Glory to God. To clean you up. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because the word be coming so fresh. The word be coming so good. Glory to God. It's enough right there. Hallelujah. hallelujah. Everything on the inside of you should be bubbling up, hallelujah. All that mess, all that gossiping, glory to God, all that backbiting you're doing, hallelujah, my God, is enough words should be coming to cleanse you up, glory to God, from the inside out, glory to God, hallelujah. So that's what you got to do. You got to pray daily. You got to pray daily. Yes, I understand you be praying going down the road. Yes, that's good for you get to your job. Glory to God, and God knows that's a good thing. Hallelujah. You got to pray, but you got to find time to set aside in your own, amen, house, glory to God, to pray. Hallelujah. Like I've said before, somebody didn't get it, so he told me to run it through the washer again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How can you be, hallelujah, praying? Or how can you be, hallelujah, spending time with God if you're always on the phone, if you're always on the computer, if you're always trying to find out somebody else's business? How can you spend time with the Lord thy God? You can't, hallelujah, because when he want to speak to your spirit, glory to God, you got to be alone with him. You got to be worshiping him, praising him, glory to God, and ask him to speak to your heart, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, I invite you in. Speak to my heart, dear God. Tell me, Lord God, what you want me to do, Lord God. Show me, Lord God. Show me my heart, God. Glory to God. Created me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in me, Lord God. If there's anything that's on the inside that's not like you, Lord God, well, I ask you, Lord God, to pluck it out, God. Show me, Lord God, what's holding me back from going forward in the ministry. Show me, Lord God, what's holding me back, Lord God. Oh, my God, from doing what you called me to do. Show me, Lord God, what's holding me back, Lord God, from speaking your word. Show me, Lord God, what's holding me down, Lord God, the reason I can't go no higher. Show me, Lord God, what's holding me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So that's what you got to do. You got to spend time with God. And that means you got to feed your spirit man daily, hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't just sit and watch all these over and over and over, glory to God, all these shows and not spend no time with God. You can't watch all this football, glory to God, and spend no time with God. You can't sit up there and watch, amen, our days of our lives, they still come on, glory to God, hallelujah, and spend no time with God. You can't, hallelujah, stay on, hallelujah, Facebook all the time, glory to God, and spend no time with God. You can't do it, glory to God. You can't do it. Hallelujah. You can't do it. Hallelujah. And you got to feed your spirit, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To be content in God. You see, he said, I am therewith to be content. So he's going to be content where he is. You can be content where you are, but you don't have to stay there. But once you be content in the Lord, my God, then he'll show you step by step. This is how you spend your money. This is how you do this. This is how he'll show you step by step on what to do. But you got to get content in God and not in man. You know, we have got so caught up in the world system, everything in the world, it ain't bad. No, it really ain't, glory to God. It just all depends. Don't depend on the world, amen, more than you depend on God, glory to God. Hallelujah. And listen, hallelujah, glory to God. If you are content, hallelujah, with where you are in Christ, don't you know you'll love everybody, hallelujah, glory to God. It don't matter. You can go to a church. Yes, there's sin in that church. Yes, it's stained. It's imperfect. Yes, we are imperfect people. Yes, glory to God. But we strive for perfection. Yes, we do. Glory to God. But if you love, you say you love, then you can love anybody. You can love the hell out of anybody. It don't matter who they is, what they do. Glory to God. You just don't have to like their ways. Glory to God. But you can love them anyway. You can be at a point where you can tolerate what they, you know, tolerate them, glory to God. But you know, some have different people, you know, well, I love her, but I don't love her. I love him, but I don't love him. You can't have respect for a person who you love. If you know that God is in you and you said you're content in that place, then you should be living the way Christ told us we should live, glory to God. We should live all, glory to God. It don't matter. Some people may speak differently. Hallelujah, glory to God. Some may say words differently, but you should love them all. It don't matter what background they came from. They may have came from a background, hallelujah. All of them, they were gangsters, glory to God. Hallelujah. You just never know, glory to God. But that they make you treat them no different just because, glory to God. You know, sometimes I hear people saying, well, you know what? Yeah, I know they folks. Glory to God. Yes, it was a generational curse that passed down that bloodline, and that still don't make you love them. Amen. Not love them, glory to God. Because God's love is unconditional. So that's where our love should be, unconditional. So you got to love them anyway. You know, some may say tomato. Amen. Some may say tomato. And some may even say, come on now. Some of y'all know mater. Glory to God. Come on, glory to God. Y'all know, hallelujah. Some of you know. Some of you may not be as old as others, amen, glory to God. But some of you know, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter. You still got to love them. You got to be content enough in Christ to know it doesn't matter how they speak that word. They may not say words correctly the way I say them, but guess what? You still got to love them. Hallelujah. Even though if they're wrong. You know, I've seen so many times how people, you know, sometimes, you know, you may say a word and it may not come out as correctly, as politically correct as others, you know, and then they'll say, well, what you say? What are you talking about? You know, sometimes, you know, it may be all they know. It may be all they came up with and all they knew. Hallelujah. Yes, they can widen their vocabulary, but just be real. Hallelujah. Once you get older, then they don't care about no vocabulary. All they want to do is just serve the Lord and go on down the road with Jesus Christ. They ain't worrying about being correct. Hallelujah. And it's okay, and that's what they want. As long as they love the Lord, what difference do it make? And even if, you know, they don't and they say words that's not right, then that's what. And you got to help them. You know, are you saying, don't worry about what they're saying if they ain't saying it right. Just ask them, are they saying, that's what you want to get to. You want to help save the soul. You ain't trying to say the word. You're trying to save the soul. Glory to God. You ain't trying to say the word that they don't know how to pronounce correct. You're trying to get the soul saved. That's what you want. Glory to God. You know, I've heard, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, time and time again. Amen, on Tuesday night, glory to God. I heard, so you gotta make sure, hallelujah, you catch a fish before you can clean them. So you got to catch the fish before you can clean them, glory to God. And then God will help, you know, he will clean them up. Hallelujah. But you have to live a lifestyle around them and let them know what lifestyle you live in. Glory to God. And the way you talk and the words coming out your mouth, don't let them be perverted words around them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But let it be the right word. Hallelujah. And don't get rail up on them. Always talking, you know, Jesus did not. Oh, you ain't got nothing to say in that. Because let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about Jesus. No, you know what they're going to do? They're going to go ahead. They're going to be that fish. They're going to go ahead and throw themselves back in the sea because they're going to say, here come that Bible thumper. No, you don't want to be that person. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to love them. Hallelujah. It don't matter. You want to be content in that place enough to know that I'm going to hold on to this person. I ain't going to let them go unless they want to go. Glory to God. Now, if they want to go, then Bible says, shake the dust and let them move on. Hallelujah. That's what you do, because God's going to do some separation. Hallelujah. I've said this many times, you know, but I'm feeling God said, telling me to say it again. He's going to do some separation. Hallelujah. In the next couple of days, he's going to do some separation of some people from some other people, because he's asked you to, amen, glory to God. And many, several times, he's asked you to leave them, but you don't want to leave them for some reason. But he asked, you can do it willingly, or you can do it unwillingly. Glory to God, because I remember in a time when he told me, he said, you can stay willingly or you can go unwilling. It's up to you, glory to God. He said, if you want to stay, then guess what? You're on your own. But guess what? If you go, hallelujah, I'm going to be with you. That means you're going to take his hands off. And everything that will happen, it was going to happen. But you know, I made the choice, hallelujah, to be with God. I'd rather be with him than be without. Hallelujah. So that's the place where he in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're in a separation of division. Hallelujah. because Jesus is to return soon. Hallelujah. And there it is again. Amen. Glory to God. You know, last week we preached about the bridesmaids. Some were ready. Amen. Five were foolish and five were ready. They were ready. Hallelujah. Their mind wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in the word of God because they know, hallelujah, that he was coming. Amen. Hallelujah. But the other side didn't go there sleeping. So don't be one of them five that was over there sleeping and tipping and dipping and slipping. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be one of them that's ready and ready to go, huh? Glory to God. Find yourself some contentment in Jesus Christ to know, hallelujah, where you're going and where you're going to spend eternity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when you're content in God, you want whenever trial or tribulation comes, glory to God, you won't fall out with God. Hallelujah. How many times, hallelujah, when you know when you get to going through troubles and trials, I ain't coming to Bible study, I'm too tired. I ain't gonna be online. I'm too tired. I'm not gonna be on the prayer line. You know, glory to God. That's many, you know, because we have a lot of people now that's doing it by way of glory to God. Hallelujah. So I'm doing it in the church. I ain't coming to church, right? I ain't gonna do it this time because I'm going through this and I'm going through that. Glory to God. I can't make it. Hallelujah. I can't pay my tithes. Because I'm going through so much. Glory to God. Well, wonder why you're going through so much. Glory to God. Are you with him or are you content with this man-made stuff? Which one are you content with? Glory to God. If you be content with the Lord thy God, if you be content and be consistent in his word and be consistent in what he needs to do, what you need to do for him, he's going to move all the mountains because he's the mountain mover. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the burden bearer. Guess what? He's the heavy load carrier. Glory to God. You don't have to carry him those all by yourself. You know Jesus Christ will help you. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. Find yourself some contentment in the Lord our God. You know, when the adversary comes, you know, and we go through trials and tribulation, well, you know what? I just ain't going to come to church this week. I just can't come. I'm sorry. Then the sister brother called and said, you know, hello, are you okay? Is there anything I can do for you? Then you get mad just because they're calling and checking on you and seeing if there's anything they can do for you, seeing if they can help you, you know, seeing if they can pray for you or anything. That goes to show you ain't got no contentment in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. You ain't got no contentment. You got none. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got none. Because if you're content where you are, well, you know what? I'm not going to move. Hallelujah. Yes, maybe this is over here going on, but I'm going to continue. Amen. In his word, I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to go to Bible study. I'm going to continue in God. I'm not going to move. I don't care what you're doing over here because he told me, he said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, and he said he'll deliver them out of them all. So I ain't going to worry about what you're throwing at me. I'm not going to worry about your little sorry dot, Satan. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to be content where I am, and I'm going to stay in his word, and I'm going to stay on my post where God wants me to be. That's what you got to do. When you're content in God, you keep pulling, you keep pressing. You don't just stop and just stop right there. You keep moving. You don't just stop and don't say nothing. You're, well, you know what, Lord, this has been such a rough week. Oh, my God, I ain't going to pray. I just can't do it. I can't do it, Lord. I can't do it. No, that's the time, hallelujah, when you put on your praise and worship music. You got to have something to break that thing, glory to God, to break that yoke, hallelujah, glory to God. Put a garment on, glory to God, on your telephone. I know we got iPads, telephone, computers. We got everything. You got those things that play your play by themselves. Just like to find your scripture in it'll play it, hallelujah, glory to God. You got every kind of gadget in the household. So why are you going to lay there in sorrow? No, get up off your sorry selves. Come on now and put on the word of God and continue on down the road with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know what? Glory to God. When you're content in Christ, glory to God, there's good things that come with being content in the Lord. You know how sometimes people get, you know, when other people start to get stuff and, you know, and they be like, oh, God, you know, I want that. And, Lord, why I ain't got that? Lord, why I ain't did this and why I ain't did that? Then you get jealous. Well, If you had stayed, hallelujah, glory to God, if you had been contented where you were, glory to God, then you know God would have gave you, amen, he'd give you yours, hallelujah. You don't have to want what nobody else got because he got enough to go around, hallelujah. Everything belongs to him, he got enough to go around, glory to God, because he's the heavy load carrier and the burden bearer, glory to God. So find your contentment in Christ, not in people. Find your contentment in the word of God, hallelujah. Not in the name of our Lord, hallelujah. Not in the movie channel, glory to God. Find your contentment in Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Because he's the one that's going to bring you out and take you over, glory to God. He's going to take you up that mountain, hallelujah. You know, as there was a song they used to say, I'm going up on the rough side of the mountain. You don't have to go up on the rough side of the mountain every time. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Don't you know, hallelujah, he could take you up on the smooth side. You could just go and just walk right on over that hump and keep on going because you're contented in the Lord thy God. Contentment means to stay in the word of God. Contentment means to hold on because you know till a change gonna come. Contentment means you ain't gonna fall out. Hallelujah. Fall out of line and go on the other side. Hallelujah. No, contentment means you know that you know that you know that you serve a good God. You know that you know that you know that you're serving awesome God. You're walking in his ways. You're doing his will. You understand that he's a miracle working God. You understand, hallelujah, that although the doctors, what the doctors saying, hallelujah, I'm going to stay contented in the Lord that God, because I know he to be a healer. I know him to be a miracle worker. Glory to God. It doesn't matter. They say, well, you know what, hallelujah, we shutting the doors on this job today. But when you're contented in the Lord that God, you ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. Because when one door closed, another one will open. Glory to God. It might be his way of getting you out, hallelujah, before something happens. Glory to God. When you find your contentment in Jesus Christ, you ain't got to worry about nothing, hallelujah. You don't be moved by what you see. Because your faith is not what you see. Faith is what you can't see, hallelujah. We can all have faith when we see it. You know, yeah, I'm walking in faith because I see it. I got faith because I can see my money in the bank. Glory to God. I got faith because I'm already healed. Glory to God. But what about when all this trouble starts to hit? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can't see your way out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can't see your way out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you still have faith in Jesus being? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Find your contentment in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he won't let you down. Now, the things of this world will let you down. But when you find your contentment in the Bible, you know, there's so many scriptures you can go and look up, glory to God, in the Bible. Lord, help me. And Lord, if you can't remember, there'll be one scripture that you can stand on and walk on, glory to God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So think about when he gave his son, what was on that cross. Amen, glory to God. Amen, hung on the cross when he was up there, glory to God, and he came down. So guess what, hallelujah, you are free from all that. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. But get you a scripture that you can walk with, that you can suck with, hallelujah, that you can talk about, hallelujah. And you want to go through it and break it down and see what each word means. Glory to God, hallelujah. Find your contentment in Jesus, hallelujah. Not in man and not man-made things, hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not saying things are bad. Let me clear that up, hallelujah. But you don't want the things more than you want the one that made the things. Glory to God, hallelujah. Be content where you are, hallelujah, and steadfast, be steadfast and unmovable, always abound in his word, hallelujah. Don't let it get away from you, hallelujah, glory to God. Learn how to be content where you are, but you got to strive for more. Yes, you do, glory to God, but that don't mean you go out there and do anything to get some more. You stay contented, hallelujah, in the Lord thy God, and he will show you what to do. He'll lay it out for you, give you a map. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. step by step, huh, so you can walk right, huh, so you can talk right, hallelujah, huh, and you won't be going out there doing anything, hallelujah, that you're big enough to do, huh, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, you won't let Johnny, hallelujah, make the midnight hour calls to your house, huh, oh, say it again, Lord, you won't let Johnny, hallelujah, make the midnight calls to your house, huh, because you're contented in the Lord thy God, knowing that he is your supplier, and he said in his word, he will supply all my needs according to his riches and his glory. Glory to God, hallelujah. You won't let old JJ come over in the midnight hour, hallelujah, after Johnny leaves, just to get your clock paid next. When you're contented in the Lord thy God, his Lord, you said, you will give me, hallelujah. Oh my God, my heart desire, oh my God, and every need is still supplied by you. Hallelujah. I stand on that word. I put my foot on that word, and I'm not going to be moved. I don't care what the devil try to throw at me. I'm not going to be moved. Hallelujah. Oh, my money looking funny. Hallelujah. I got $2 in the bank. Lord, I'm still not going to move. Glory to God. Because I'm paying my tithe. I'm giving my offering. I'm not a God robber. Good God, I'm not. And when you can stand on the word right there, don't you know he's going to move for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you'll get right at the point. Good God Almighty, and you look like you ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. But don't you know he is a miracle-working God. Hallelujah. Because I know him, hallelujah, just like that. Glory to God. So learn how to be content where you are, but you still strive for more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay, hallelujah, there. But when you contend in God, every word that you read, ask God to write it on your heart so you will not sin against it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Learn to be content where you are. God is still a miracle-working God. Don't be moved. Don't be moved. And don't be move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't give the announcements. I'm going to go ahead now and give the announcements. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night with Apostle Yvonne Rounds and Pastor Joseph Rounds. Man, they just been knocking the socks off that show. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All I can say is, amen, they've been dropping the mic. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That word has been coming so rich. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night at 6 Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome, awesome word that you don't want to miss. Amen. And if you want a life coach, you want a mentor, you want marriage counselor, glory to God, spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, hit them up on Facebook. You can go to Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page, glory to God, and you can go to Pastor Joseph Rouse page, and you can hit them up on Facebook and let them know, amen, what you may need, hallelujah, and they can help you, hallelujah. So the doors are still open, so I encourage you to come on in while the doors are open, hallelujah. And next we have on Saturday, if y'all missed this word yesterday, that woman walks the dog, Elder Askew, Elder Bertha Askew, show out. Glory to God. Faith come by hearing. She showed out on yesterday. It was such an awesome word. Hallelujah. I know that she had been stressing about, you know, how you're supposed to treat your leaders. Hallelujah. Well, you know, that's a good thing because some people, they don't even respect the leaders in the pulpit. They don't even respect their leaders as leaders. But, you know, she's been talking about that thing. Amen. Glory to God. And she is correct because you've got to have love and you've got to respect your leaders. Because I was reading, amen, in something today, and I was talking about how you need to respect your leader. Glory to God. But you know, people don't respect people no more. They really don't. They don't respect people. But you better be careful. Amen. And don't put your mouth on them. She was talking about faith. On faith come by hearing. She was saying respect your leaders. Hallelujah. And her show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Saturday. So I encourage you, if you didn't hear the message yesterday, go back and listen to the message. Hallelujah. And my show, we're called, well, the show is called The Hour of Power. Prophetess Martha Williams come on the first hour, and it's at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then Minister Elaine Jackson is the next hour of power. What we're going to do, we're going to give you a little 30-minute break between here, and then you can go over and listen to Minister Elaine Jackson, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. It comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So you can go over and show her some love. That's what you need to do. Glory to God. And I'm going to encourage you, amen, you know, in partnering, becoming a partner, you'll be placed on the prayer list, and you'll have many, many perks that you will get. There'll be many things that's coming out on Monday and then midweek. So I encourage you to come on and partner, and we'll only ask you for $25 or more. You know, I know that ain't a whole lot. You know, now you see people are getting so tight with their money, but guess what? Hallelujah. God ain't tight with heels. Hallelujah. Regardless of the way the world system is, God still is in control. He ain't tight with heels. No matter, hallelujah, who is who, God is still in control. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's still on what? Everything. It does not matter. So that's when you got to find your contentment in God and know that he is who he say he is, and everything belongs to him. Glory to God. And he will give you, amen, hallelujah, that you need. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and partner with us. Hallelujah. And see what God wants to do in your life. You know, God is a miracle working God. And, you know, I always hear, well, we don't have anybody to help us. We don't have anybody to pray for us. We don't have anybody to do for us. We don't have anybody to, you know. So I'm encouraging you now. The door is open. If you desire, hallelujah, glory to God, to be a part of this team, go ahead, amen, and hit them up on Facebook. Hallelujah. And let them know what your need is. And they will contact you. Amen. And they will contact you right away. Glory to God. I know them like that. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But learn to be content. If you don't get nothing else, learn to be content in the word of God. Learn to be content and walk in contentment. You can't walk in fear. You got to walk in contentment, knowing that, okay, it's okay, because God's going to bring me through it. It's okay. God, I know you. I know what you said in your word, Lord. I'm standing on your word. I'm standing steadfast. I'm not going to move. I'm focusing on saying what you said. Hallelujah. Every time I don't give the enemy any, don't give the enemy any props now, okay? Glory to God. But when he bring it up, you cast it down and do it with the word of God. So that's why you got to know the word of God. You got to meditate in it day and night so you can have success. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't like to leave the show. I want to give you the invitation to salvation. If you don't know Jesus in part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me, glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. And do what you want me to be, Father. I repent of all my sins, and I give my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer, again believer. Glory to God, hallelujah. So go ahead and hit me up on Facebook and let me know. Amen. Before I get off, I'm going to ask one more time, does anybody else desire prayer? Hallelujah. If you do, press the one, I'll bring you in now. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, Jesus is real, and amen, glory to God. And that's all we need, hallelujah, glory to God. And the elderly people used to say, that's enough, hallelujah. If you got him, then you got enough, because he's going to lead you and guide you into the things you need to do, into the right things, glory to God. Well, if not, I'm going to go ahead on, and we're going to get on out of here, and we're going to get ready to hear Minister Elaine in about 30 minutes. She'll be on. So we're going to get ready to hear her. I'm going to go now and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome week, and we will see you back here on next Sunday. Bless you.